Hi, wonderful listeners. It's great having you back on another episode of my podcast. My name is Belinda Arthur, and thank you so much for always making time to join every episode of my podcast. You are loved, and trust me, I'm so honored to have you as my listeners. It's another great day to learn something new. And don't forget to share this episode and all other episodes of my podcast. Now let's get straight into today's episodes. Today we want to talk about allergies. Do you have any experience with allergies? What do you know about allergies? Is there anything you are allergic to? I do. If you do too, then this is the right episode for you to know how to treat allergies. What are allergies? They are just conditions in which the immune system reacts abnormally to a foreign substance. The body sees these substances as harmful invaders. These invaders cause these reactions called allergens. So when these substances or allergens occur in a chain, we refer to it as allergic reaction. So anytime you are having an allergic reaction, it means that there's a substance or an allergen in the body that has occurred continuously or consistently. Now, allergic reactions is basically the way your body responds to the allergens in the body. Now, the first time you are exposed to specific allergens such as pollen, your body responds by producing allergic antibodies. The job of these antibodies that is produced in your body is to find the allergens and help remove them from your system. Well, in the process of fighting the allergen, a chemical called histamine is released and causes symptoms like allergens. Be informed that there are different types of allergies and how they can be treated. So many people have different types of allergic reactions. So we want to talk about the different types of allergens that we have. There are substances that include pollen, animal dander, molds, dust mites, and certain foods that we consume in our body. Now let's take a look at how pollen allergens work in the body. So when the pollen substance is found in the body, the person suffers from high fever when they respond to this substance. This high fever causes inflammation and then swelling of the lining of your nose and then to the protective tissue of your eyes. This allergic reaction comes with symptoms that include sneezing, congestion, itching, watery eyes from your noses and then mouth also. But then you can treat these allergies with the over-counter and prescribed oral antibiotics and nasal steroids. And then another type of allergy is the dust mites. Dust mites are just simple or tiny organisms that live in dust and in fibers of household objects such as your pillows, your mattresses, your carpets. This is because the dust mites always wants to grow in a place that is very warm or humid. The symptoms of dust mite allergies are a bit similar to the pollen allergies. And in order to help you manage the dust mite allergies, try using dust mite encasements like airtight plastic covers over pillows, over your mattresses, and box springs. And then also try to remove or vacuum frequently your carpet with high efficiency filter vacuum cleaner in order to bring out all the dust from your carpet. And also, if you want to treat the symptoms of dust mite, you can also go for prescribed medications from a medical expert to control the nasal or the eye and then the chest symptoms. Please do not take any medications that has not been prescribed by an expert or a medical doctor. Now, the next allergy I want to talk about is the molds. Molds are just tiny fungi with pores with floating in the air like pollen. These pores are mostly the ones that triggers common allergies in human beings. You might be asking what exactly molds can be found. Molds can usually be found indoors in damp areas such as your basement, storerooms, your kitchens, your bathrooms, as well as outdoors in grasses like haze or mushrooms. They can be found at these places that I mentioned. Now, molds normally survive during the hot or the humid weather. Yeah, unlike the pollen places, the pollen substance that's thrives in humid areas. With the molds, it normally survives or thrives in hot or humid weathers. Now, the treatment for mold allergies is the same, or let me say similar to the dust mites that I spoke about earlier on. That one, you just have to take in prescribed medications from medical experts, then you are good to go. There's another type of allergy called the latex allergy. That one, people develop after repeated contact with latex, rubber gloves such as those used in surgery or home cleaning are the major sources for causing this type of reaction. When you start getting skin rashes, irritation in your eye, sneezing, itching on your skin, you can also say that you might have are getting into contact with any form of latex that is causing that allergy on your body or in you. Now, these reactions can be mild. That is, with the latex allergy, it can be very mild. You can experience skin redness or itching. But you see, you have to take note that there is no cure for latex allergy. Unlike the other ones that I spoke of, some of the few things you can do or some of the few precautions you can take to control or to cure the allergies. Now, the best thing you can do when you're experiencing latex allergy is by removing the offending latex product and carry all procedures that will prevent any contact with any form of latex. One most important and common allergy that I know most of us have an experience of or have had contact with is, let's say, food allergy. There are so many people that are allergic to certain type of food. Now, food allergy occurs when the body develops a specific antibody to a specific food. A person can experience this type of allergic reaction within minutes of eating a particular food they are not very good at or they are allergic to. You remember I mentioned earlier on that I had a reaction, or I've had reactions several times. In my case, I would say I'm allergic to snails. So anytime I eat any food prepared with snails, or I come into contact with snails through food, I react to it. So I know what I'm allergic to when it comes to food. It can be tricky sometimes because when you eat out, you aren't fully aware of the ingredients that are being used for the food you bought outside. So I would just advise that you always stay safe to alert the kitchen when you order out. And then symptoms of food allergy can be very, very severe, unlike the other allergies that I spoke about. The most common food allergies for adults are shellfish, peanuts, tree nuts, and then other foodstuffs also. But then there are some food that are children, especially children, are allergic to. Some may include milk, egg, soya, wheat, shellfish, peanuts, and many others. But anytime you react to a particular food, there are some symptoms that you can experience, such as itching. You might have hives, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, breathing difficulty, and sometimes swelling around the mouth. Anytime I take in snail, I have reaction on my skin. I get rashes and then itches on my skin. So you have to also study what you take and then know what you are allergic to when it comes to food. Allergies cannot be cured. That is something that you should all know. It cannot be cured, but then the symptoms can be controlled when the necessary measures and medications are adhered to. Doctors will usually perform a skin prick test to confirm that you are allergic to certain substances, but most frequently, you get to identify these triggers yourself, especially when you eat something consistently and you realize that this particular food triggers some form of reaction in you. I believe this podcast on allergies have been very educative and very, very helpful to somebody out there. I would advise you to check what you eat, what you get into contact with, and what you do when you find out that you are allergic to something or you are suffering from any substance of the allergens I spoke about. Thank you for joining another episode. Let's meet on my next episode, and I promise you it's going to be very educative as this. And please don't forget to share the link. Have a nice day.